Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Mary,
Mary,
don't you
weep.
Tell the mother not to
mourn. Martha, don't you mourn.
Pharaoh's
army,
you know they've been drowned.
You at the cross.
It's time for the Shenga! Shenga!
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard. Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Dance you out, so don't go shoot. Just this, yeah. Scratch the beat. You're smoother than Dr. Dick. You didn't come to the party in a limousine. Yet you got a friend and you rap so mean. Take your two turntables and a microphone. You kept on keep dancing all night.
Say, remember.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. It is the sweetest
name. Sweetest name I know.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like. Shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it
is. Something about the name.
I realize it is
a sweet.
sweetest name at all.
Best thing that's ever happened to me,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
I got a topic. It's not a big topic. It's more of like a question, basically. Like, say you have this friend, and he's got a race car. It's not real fast.
Don't tell me you're talking. You ain't talking about. Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you
No. Okay. It's fast enough for what it is. It's a good car. It's a beautiful car. And he asks you, I want you to go out there and turn this mug loose. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only that, you know, this on the street, and he's like, and on the street, broad daylight, go around the corner, this, and that. I want you to get in this monkey. I want you to turn it loose. I want you to feel it. I want you to do every damn thing. Now, granted, this motor
now,
this is
a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, now this don't have no hella motor in there or whatever, but it's set up. It's set up to, you know, you put something in there, it's set up for kill. But for right now, it's got a little Rudy pool in there, but this mug gets down for what it's got. Now, what do you do? Do you go out there and act the ass for somebody else's car? Or do you say, I'm going to go around the block, I might hit it a little bit, you know, and then come back?
Wait, you lost me. You said, do I have to go out and ask for a car?
No, I said, do you go out and act a fool with your friend's car like he say do? Or do you act like you got some sense and, you know, go out, drive around, hit it a little bit, but don't go crazy with it, you know?
Gotcha.
Now, remember, this is not your car. So if you get a ticket in it, or if you tear it up, that's your ass. So
that's what I was just about to. Or when you finish your question, go ahead.
But because I got a whole different, I got a whole different response from what happened. But you know, I just want to know what y'all would do.
It's only me and you on the show, but personal opinion, I don't care who it was that asked me if I'm real, real cool with them or partially cool with them. It could be Doc James. Say, go out there and turn it loose. Let me see you get in. Now,
by me being so cool with him, I wouldn't do it.
Or with anybody's car, I wouldn't do it. For the simple fact that if I tear up, let's say it got loose, it hit a patch on the street, and got loose and hit the curb and ran into a building. Okay. Then I'm going to feel responsible to fix this car. He might even feel like, oh, man, you tow my car. At least you can do is help me fix it. Donate me $12,000 to help fix it. Whoa. But you told me to go out there and act a fool.
Yeah.
You know, get down on it. If they ask you to do that,
I wouldn't, because it would break up a friendship.
Real quick, really.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's best to just, you know, if you felt like going out, just do a whole shot and then get out of it. Cool.
But
even with a whole shot, say the rear end break, drive shaft break. Then they're going to feel like, well, hey, you got to help me fix it. It depends on that person that tells you to, you know, go hit it. I wouldn't, because I don't feel like, I don't want to have to fix two cars, their car and mine.
Right.
I really wouldn't.
I got a car. I wait until I get my car together and then go out there to the track and act a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when I say act a fool, I'm going to get in it,
go down that
track, come back and do it again. Come back, do it again. That's my way of acting a fool. But being stupid, I'm not going to do no donuts. I'm not going to just, you know how some people people stay in it, and next thing you know, it get loose, and bam, they have something. No.
No.
I wouldn't. Because the minute you, let's say it did get loose and hit something, hit the curb, broke the rims, and the back. Word gets out, Bill tore up my car. Or Shake tore up Junebug's car. You know, Shake had a wreck. That's negative already.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
That's my opinion.
I wouldn't do it even if they asked me. I would probably do a little burnout on it and just pull it back in. And, you know, you at the streets, you in the garage. I'd probably hit it one little quick time, get out of it, just see how I feel. If it
feel like
it's got some balls. Cause it don't take much for a car to get out of hand. It really
right.
don't. And I just don't want to be paying for somebody else's shit that ain't mine.
Exactly, yeah.
That's my take of it.
I got
That's
you. Yep.
No.
That's basically what I thought.
I got a co-host. When he come on and hit the one button, or he just did, we can ask him before you give your opinion. Brother Corey.
Yeah, what's happening?
You all right?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Did you hear the topic? You hear Phil's question, I'm going to say?
I don't know, but it came on.
Okay. Phil, give him your question again and see, and get Corey's outtake of it.
What's up, Corey? What's going on with you, man?
What's happening, Phil? You all right?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Okay. Basically, I'm going to put to you like this. Your homeboy, your one and done, he got a brand new car. Well, he just bought this car, and he know what it feel like. He ain't never seen it. He ain't never seen nobody drive it, or never seen it go down the track. So he gives you the keys to tell you, go ahead, I want you to put this sucker on kill. Now, this is a nice car, brand new, spanking danking. It's not real fast, but it's got some value to it.
It's got some ball.
Yeah. What would you do?
So me personally, my outtake of it, you know, I know
yeah.
that's my homeboy, but I feel like this, you know, and it ain't my car, you know, I'll tell homeboy, like, you better go get you some seat turn. Because I'm not getting nobody your car.
Good one, good one, good one, Corey. Have a good one.
I'm not about to be smart for paying somebody else's shit.
Right.
I can tell my own
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, yeah. You see me? I can tell my own shit. All right, look. I ain't gonna, man, boy. All right, look, Shake and Corey. It was a 1976 C28 Camaro.
76 C28 Camaro?
Yes, sir. You've seen it before. You've seen this car before. It was built up pretty good, you know. It's a tube chassis car. It's a tube chassis car, but you can drive it on the street. And it's got a regular 350 in there. You can put something else in there, but it's built balls to the wall, ready to go. And he was letting everybody, oh man, yeah, go ahead and ride it around. So it came to me, Phil. Come on, man, you want to drive? I said, no. I don't know, man. Oh, man, Phil, come on, man. Hey, look. First thing he say, you know, if you tear it up, I got a nice I got a nice S10 over there. I can always get the motor out of here.
Oh no!
I know, right? I got a nice S10 over there. I can get the motor out of whenever I want to, right? Wink, wink. I'm like, shit. That's exactly why I ain't trying to do nothing.
He should rephrase. He said.
He said. Instead of saying he said, "Oh, you got a nice S10 over there with a motor out of."
Mm-hmm.
Right. I caught that rock.
So I said, I thought about it for a second. I said, I do want to drive it because it was a nice car, but I wasn't crazy. So I cruised it around a little bit, you know, and it's got a reverse manual valve body with a trans brake with a 5,000 stall in that sucker. So I ain't go crazy. I just, you know, took it up to about 3,500 and just let it loose. First, second, got out of it. That's it. Came back down the street, did the same thing. That was it. Parked it. He said, "Feel. How'd it feel, man? How'd it feel?" I said, "It felt good, man. Did you get in it?" "Hell no." I did a little bit, you know, 1-2 shift, got out of it, let it coast. "Oh, but you ain't stabbing."
Right.
"No." "Oh, man, I wanted you to get all the way in it." "No, you didn't. Not me."
"No, you didn't."
I told him, look, man, number one, this is not my car. This is your car. Number two, I don't want to get a ticket in nobody else's shit but my own. So, no, I'm good.
Right.
I'm straight. "Oh, man, you mean to tell me?" "Yep." "Yes, sir."
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, for what it was, that 350 that he's got in there, it's stock, but it's got some balls though. It's a real nice,
yeah.
beautiful car. And that was the main reason. I mean, my heart was pumping Kool-Aid just to take it around the corner because I didn't fuck feeling the speed. I don't want nobody to hit this motherfucker.
Right. Right.
I don't want nobody to hit this. Shit, I don't give it. I said, "I can drive the motherfucker. I can drive it crazy. I don't want nobody to hit this mug, man. Hell no."
And you in it, too?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
I feel you, Phil. Trouble seemed to come my way. I can be turning the corner on the next block, and here comes some idiot. Bam! Sideswipe.
I come back
around the front. He'd be like, "What the hell happened to my car?" I said,
"Something
come down the street side." Like,
"Oh man, you hit somebody." "Say you hit somebody." I'm like, "No, some fool come doing this."
Yeah, no, I don't want to break up friendship just because of a nice car.
Nope.
I get my own.
Yeah, I get my own and go.
You been dabbing down the street or the track with it. But like Corey said, they'll let motherfuckers go get some seat time.
Shit.
Hey.
And like I said earlier, too, I said it has to be a real, real close friend. And I wouldn't get out there and start. Now, it would be different if you changed the scenario and he said, "Okay, take," Doc Gang said, take his car and go down the track at Milan.
I'll be
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll get inside of it, find out where everything is at, boom, 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 do a couple of dry hops. And I'll turn the killer loose on it, but I wouldn't go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably do the first 330 real light. And if I feel comfortable with it, then the next time around, I'll probably give it a little bit more kill if it stays straight. If that's something
right.
Going to act in any kind of weird, no, Doc, you can take your car and get the alignment fixed or get this fixed.
Low key, that's why he don't let.
Yeah.
Low key, that's why he don't let a lot of people drive it now, because every time he let somebody drive it, he got to go back in it because somebody to mess something up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time it was his nephew. He forgot to shift to third gear. So he went all the way through the track. He went, like I say, from the 60-foot mark, all the way to the corner, he was in second gear.
phone.
The doctor's sitting there like, man, what the hell? He's sitting there, all the way down. I said, damn. So he, that's when he found out. He was like, man,
let him get some
something wrong. Found out he had, he pulled the heads off, and he bit three valves.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. It don't take much, man. Don't take much.
No, sir.
And quiet as kept. I ain't talking bad about my boy, but Brandon used to drive Doc's car. And it didn't look good after he got back in it. It looked good. I was like, Doc, you gotta fix something, don't you? Yep. You know how he said, yep, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's too much of a responsibility to be messing around in somebody else's car. Because we had a topic
right.
on the show. Corey probably remember this. We had a topic on the show years ago. If somebody came up and asked you to drive a race car and race another opponent, would you do it? First and foremost, do you know that person? Do you know that car? And then I had to ask, am I getting paid for it? You know, I don't want to go out and risk my neck in somebody's car. And that sucker end up in a tree like another friend of mine. He end up in a tree, and now I come back with a broke arm and broke leg.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about, too.
Uh-huh.
Man, Doc Dane taught me a lesson. I am not going to get in somebody's car that I don't know anything about. A total stranger?
Right. No.
Hell, whoever, he might have a crackhead tightening them damn prime joints under the bottle. He might have crackhead putting the lugs on. And I go up, I take off, launch out of there, and the damn wheel take off in front of me. Oh, what the fuck? Damn, wait a minute, that's one of my tires. That dumb is going down the track faster than I am.
Damn.
It's
rolling on the heat.
I know some guys that go out and drive other people's cars, but, bro, that's too much of a gamble for me.
Say my car
is together at home, sitting in the trailer, and somebody say, Shake, I need you to drive my car for a minute and win this and do this one race.
I go out
there, line up, take off in his car, and the damn axle come out, and I end up in the wall, concrete wall. Now I got a broke shoulder. I can't drive my car.
Man, not alone, not that shit. You might not be comfortable. You got somebody else's shit.
I'm broke up. I got a cast on my goddamn arm and shoulder. No, I can't. My car sitting in the garage, turnkey, ready to go, and I can't get in.
Because
I was driving somebody else's shit.
Well, that's just, remember when Anthony got in that Camaro? I think it was a purple Camaro. It was a
with
purple.
Tank Ford Camaro. Yeah.
And I was on the trans brake for at least about a minute. Look at that. Whew. Went up in flames.
Yeah. I think I still got that video on my old phone. That joker sit there, man, and up in flames.
I'm like, why is he on this bus? Everybody like, why is he on the doggone trans brake? Dude ain't even get in the lights yet.
Wait a minute. You just said, why is he on this trans brake so long? Because he ain't had enough seat time. Corey hit it on the head. He ain't had enough seat time. Seat time will give you that experience. And you really need to practice on your own shit before you get in somebody else's shit. This ain't no mini bike or no go kart. Because when I first got my motorcycle years ago, I vowed never let nobody ride my motorcycle unless he pulled up on a motorcycle.
Right.
turn your bike out. Okay, go ahead. Key in it.
Put your key in. There you go.
So if he go and he come walking back, I'm like, where my bike at? Oh, it's laying in the ditch or up against the wall. Well, you better go get it because I'm going to show keep his bike until he fixes it.
I'm
going to get my shit.
Yeah, like you said, you better go get it. Well, you know what? Matter of fact, I got my own. Mm-hmm. Take your shit.
So, but that's the deal. I didn't want nobody to. Because, you know, guys always say, man, let me ride your bike. Let me ride your motorcycle. Let me ride your motorcycle. And then they don't know how to ride. Can you ride? Yeah, I can ride. I can ride. Mm-mm. And they get on that
little
bitch, man, and
a bit.
Boom, bust his ass.
Oh, shit.
But some people do that, man. Some people don't know how to ride.
And if you don't let them ride on your motorcycle?
No.
So was I wrong for it?
Was I wrong?
No. No,
hell
sir.
No.
Hell no.
But that's how it ended up being. That's how it ended up being.
This,
so tell me what you experienced out at the track Friday, Cord.
It's a good event Friday. A couple people got up there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I know AJ Doors, well, Jay Charson won the little shootout. They had Jay Trifle. Got Ohio.
Jay Trifle.
Yeah, Jay Trifle, yeah. Got a blue Camaro.
What year Camaro?
Like a 98, 99.
Gen 5. Yeah, Gen 5 Camaro. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
congratulations. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, he put in some work, and then they had two shootouts. Magic Mike from Chicago, game over. He won the second shootout.
Oh, yeah, that's
Mike.
Right. It was a he's out there 131, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I'm trying to wait till my boy Brent get on the show, man. Find out how he is there. He posted on Facebook. He had some trouble Friday. I want to see how he did Saturday.
Maybe.
Still got the kinks in it, but, man. I feel a lot of people having problems this year with their cars. Brent having problems, Rich having problems. I don't know what Rich did he take his car engine out, put it back in, he still got it torn out, waiting on parts. I don't know.
He ain't had
no luck, no good luck for 2 years.
Yes, sir. We had a couple girls registered that on.
Yeah, oh, well. Talk to me.
Bro, quarantine beat Big Drag. That was a good race.
Quarantine beat Big Drag?
Yeah.
Now, what
yes, sir.
No, tell the viewers what kind of car that Quarantine had and Big Drag had.
Man, like, Quarantine got a Malibu. Big Drag got like a monster.
Okay. Yeah, because when you say Big Drag, first thing everybody think in their mind is one of his pro stock cars or whatever. But Drag has so many cars in his arsenal, you never know what he might pull out. Knowing Drag, he got a lot of cars in his arsenal. When he put one together, it ain't no hoe.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was a good race, though.
Okay. Did you videotape it?
No.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to send you to photography school so you can bring up some videos and pictures back.
Yeah. Yep, Hootie and Puerto Rican Pete got up. Well, big, not Puerto Rican Pete, but Three Love and them got up there. That was another good race.
Three Love got up the bat?
Yes, sir.
So Lil Pete versus who else? Who did he race?
Boys out of Pontiac, Hootie and them got a little Pro Charge Mustang.
Oh, so. Oh, wow.
Boys from Pontiac pulled it off.
Damn, my boy Three Love. He underestimated him, I guess, or something.
But had Three Love won in the air, sure. It'd have been a different outcome.
Oh, shit. Can't win no race with them tires up in there like that. It slows your tire. Well, that's a good sign to me, though. That tells me he got some HP. He's pulling the tires up. Now he just got to got to figure out how to keep them jokers on the ground.
Man, that's it. I guess Bernardo was a good event.
Okay. What was the weather like Saturday? Did the weather turn out pretty good? Detroit was looking kind of shady here.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know what the weather's up there Saturday. So I ain't go back.
Okay. Well, thank you for that report, man. I heard Chicago showed up with bells on, ready to whoop some ass. I'm tell you, though, what I like about Chicago, dude, they come in groups. They come packed. And they come in numbers. I have to hand it to them. Chicago shows up. They travel. It's two of the best things I've admired about them. When we go down south to trick-or-treat, Chicago's always in the house. Back years ago, when we used to go to Fat Tuesday, Chicago was always in the house. Whenever time there was a race going on with the North versus the South or something, Chicago is guaranteed. Now, how many people come from Detroit?
Yeah,
that's my hometown.
But
how many people come from Detroit?
Couple. Young Money's definitely going to be there. And how many more? I'll wait. That's one of the negative things I have about Detroit. They don't come in numbers. And you very seldom will get them to show up or participate. Very seldom. If you get one out of the hat, Lil Tony used to travel. Lil Tony would show up down south, trick-or-treat, House of Hook, you name it, because he was on a mission. He's out the game right now for a little bit. But where's everybody else? Now, I know, and we all know a bunch of people here in Detroit with cars. Where they at?
You know how it goes.
They don't show up. They don't show up. Only a handful of people that will come. You'll have one person guaranteed to represent Detroit, just one. The rest of them?
I know a lot of guys got cars.
Now, they'll show up at the car show. They'll be there with bells on. And I mean packed. Pretty car parked. Pretty in park. That's their motto. Pretty in park. And I mean, Detroit got some pretty-ass cars, but they're going to be parked. Stop me if you think I'm lying. That's one thing Chicago got on us. Even my boy Cadillac got a couple of cars. You know, old crazy Cadillac got a few cars. But where is the rest of them?
Where's the rest of them?
Where's the rest of Detroit? Where they at? I don't know. I tell them to their face, you know, y'all something else. Y'all don't show up. Y'all don't go travel. Y'all don't y'all don't come to the race as much
as
Chicago do, so don't never put Chicago down. Don't never put my boys down, South down, because they down there race. I guarantee you, here it is Sunday, they probably
still out of track.
Still out of track, somewhere in the South. And they raced all weekend.
Travel.
When I go down South, man, I see them jokers back-to-back to race, back-to-back to race. Ain't none of that arguing and sitting up in the staging lanes talking about, oh, what you gonna do for 2 hours of arguing. No, you go South Florida, they gonna line up and get it on. That's just
yeah,
what
that's
I've experienced.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I've experienced out of these years of going up and down these roads to these tracks. So, but I'm going to learn from their mistakes. I'm going to travel. I ain't going to be standing in a stage lane arguing and can't on. I'm going to get my man, get us a bet on. If you can't handle this, we can handle that. We'll drop it down a little bit. Once I get him locked in, go to work. That's how you have to do it. Go to work. Got the money locked in. You got your VP man, Corey. Go on and line up and go to work. Got your car together. It's supposed to do what it's supposed to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Go to work. Let's see if your car can really perform like you say it can. So it's always good to go get some seat time. Get the bugs and kinks out of your car. Get it where that sucker is consistent. Go to work. Go to work on that ass.
Yeah, that's what they got testing tunes on.
Yeah, I mean, I have a testing tune on a Wednesday, Thursday, even throughout the weekend. Get them bugs out. Get them kinks out. But you'll see some people could walk up and say, hey, man, here's the punk out money. Oh, nigga, I wanted to race you. I wanted to kick your butt. But they had other problems. Belt came off. My trans brake ain't working. Carburetor flooding out. Stuff out the way. We talked about what we talked about last week. Timing, setting the timing course.
Yes, sir.
If some of these guys, car go to acting up, and you don't know how to set the timing, I feel sorry for you. You don't need to come to the track. Come out some betting in. Get your mechanic, or get up under your hood yourself, fix the problem, and go to work.
That's it right there.
What you think? What you think, Phil? Oh, he stepped off. Fill up. But yeah, man.
Seat time, Corey.
You mentioned it. You gotta live by seat time.
And I wouldn't think it'd be a bad idea to drive to a far out track if you don't want nobody to see you. And get you some test hits in. You ain't gotta get in their shootouts. Get you some test hits. They got some
test and tune time coming up. Jump out there. See how the 60 foot is. See how she's launching out. See what the bitch stay straight. Put her on kill the next time.
Man, that's it.
Listen.
You just took the words
right
on your mouth,
right?
A to
right,
B.
Right. Consistency wins races. So if you get your car the way it starts up
every time.
It makes a pass every time. It goes through the quarter every time. Then when you get your first lockup race, then it ain't but $100.
Bam, you go win that. Now somebody else might call you out. $200. Bam, goes hit him. Because guess what? You're consistent now. Then the next person call you out.
Oh, I hear you got your car running. Set that motherfucker out, set it out. Bam. Dock him off. Because you consistent now. I think I can't say it enough. Consistency wins races.
Now,
if you wasn't consistent in that second race, you get out there and blow the tires or your trans brake ain't working or something go wrong with your car, you just gave away some money.
Yep, like I said, you just fucked up the church's money.
Yes, sir.
Now you got to pass the plate around again. See if, I mean, of course.
Yeah. All right, man, it eats his own.
Consistency. Just remember that, consistency. Hey, man, I got a project, a little small project I'm working on. I'm gonna have a trivia question. What we're trying to do is get some trivia questions geared up for the show. We're gonna make a list of for about 10, 15, maybe 20 trivia questions. Probably not be no 20, probably about 10.
And
we'll have an answer for the trivia question, and we're gonna put the question out
on
Facebook.
And
invite people to come on the show and answer the question, and they win a prize.
Mm.
Because
when
I feel like you always got to give back. So if I have a trivia question, and we have somebody to win the trivia question, then we give them some. You know, just a appreciation thing.
I think it works.
Can you come out and pass out T-shirts in the audience, in the bleachers, throw them out in T-shirts?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything.
But when you give them a
trivia question, it makes them think.
And then you win something. Then you can win a T-shirt. You can win a prize.
That's what we're trying to put together now. But I need, like this, like last week, we put a trivia question out there,
and
what we can do is I can take everybody's hand down on the computer, and then put the question out there, and then the first one or the second one, second person hand up, gets to ask the question, and then he gets the chance to win the prize. Just something to show appreciation. Yep.
Sound good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a question to ask you, Corey.
Hey, if you need
some seat time, where would you go?
Okay, where would I go? I'm going to go to the test. That's where I'm going
to
go. I'm gonna go to the track.
Which track would you go to get some seats?
I'm gonna tell you where I would go. And it's a ways away from here, but I'll go to Mid Michigan. I'll go
good
up there.
That's a good one.
Give me some seat time. Then when I feel comfortable, I'll be back down here, and then I'm gonna turn it loose.
Good. Yeah.
Mid Michigan.
That's 3 hours away.
Not bad.
It's a good chance. Cause see, some people like to do their testing and stuff away from
your normal, regular people you see. That's not bad.
You go to Mid Michigan.
I tell you another place you can go.
You can go to US 42.
Because everybody ain't going to just be there.
And that's shorter than it is Mid-Michigan.
True.
You know, that's an hour shorter. And they both good tracks. Damn good track.
But,
hey, that's a bad facility.
Something to think about. So when I get my car together, ain't going to be telling nobody. I'm going to just load that joke up. Head on to the track, which you might be either one of them two.
Hell, why not? Why not go to Ubley? Yeah. Ain't nobody going from way the hell out there.
I was about to mention Ubley too, man. When you said it, I was just about to mention Ubley. For some reason, now this is just personal. Y'all tell me, do y'all have that feeling? When I go to Ubley, man, it don't feel right. It feel like you just going and going and going and going and going and going. And all you see is country field and windmill when you get there. It just feels
like...
Hell,
it's the same thing as, it's kind of the same thing as, what's the name?
Mid-Michigan.
It's further than Lapeer, but it feels the same way to me. Because
I was asking the question, do y'all feel funny when you drive out to Ubley?
No.
I would rather drive to 42. I would rather drive to Chicago, which is 4 hours. But it's something about Ubley. It's something about Ubley, man. It just feels. It makes you feel woe out when you get there. It's like,
damn, am I ever gonna get there? It just seems longer.
I don't know. I felt that same way when I was here.
Why? Go ahead, sir.
The very, very, very first time that I went to Lapeer, my old man told me how to get out there. I bullshit you not. He said, go down 75, get off on M24, stay on M24, take that all the way down till you get to, Daily Road. Make a right.
Yeah, that's
the Roots Road.
That's Lapeer.
Hold on. I know. Hold on. Make a right. Get the Roots Road.
Uh-huh.
Make a left. Keep all the way down until you think you got lost. And look to your left. I followed those exact directions, and I got there. I'm like, I can't believe this shit. He was for real.
Yeah. Something about Ubley, man, it just seemed, seemed like it tear you up and it beat you up driving all the way out there. You'd be like, am I there yet? You'd be like the little kid on the commercial, am I over there yet?
Like, no.
I took
several rays out. I took Van Dyke all the way out. I took some back roads because me and Malibu Mike went out there once. And, man, we took them back roads, dude. It seemed like we'd never get there. Never get there.
I guess it's
different when you're taking back roads versus mostly freeway.
Yeah, because when I took 696 to Van Dyke and just took Van Dyke way on out. But when I was driving, like you say, it takes you to back and you go through the back roads and it feels like you're taking forever because you dipping and turning like you ain't gonna ever get there.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah. I just took it took Van Dyke all the way out to M81 and M81. Down to, I forgot which road, make a left, and rode that sucker all the way out and ran right into it. I was like, wow, okay. It is a long way, but shit. I'd rather stay in
this. It's a hike.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's got a lot to do with the, when you're on the freeway and you're doing 70 miles an hour, the time go by quicker. And then once you come off, then you do a few back rolls. That's less on you than it is back roll, back roll, back roll, back roll, 75% of the way.
Yeah,
because we quit going to Lapeer and start going to Milan. I was like, shit, you jump on the freeway, 94 to 23, and then 23 up the Plank Road, shit, you're there.
Right.
You're there.
But Lapeer?
Oh, man. So.
I think that freeway got a lot to do with it. When you just eat up that highway on the freeway.
Yeah.
And it's less stress on the car, too. Less stress on the car.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was going to call me Thursday, Phil. You forgot, didn't you?
Thursday.
Amazon.
Oh, shit, not here. I had some problems.
Not, yeah.
Couldn't really get that nowhere. But I am going to get them.
I'm needing them, too. I was like, I can walk a little bit better. I was going to order some shoes. From Amazon, and now that I can walk a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the foot feeling a lot better. It still ain't 100% because it's getting there.
Yeah, it take time, though. We'll be straight. We're going over to 41 this week. Sean's right.
Yeah, I gotta go to that. That'd be Saturday. I'm leaving out of here. Probably early Saturday morning. Probably about 4:00, 4:30.
Yeah.
Yep, gotta go to that.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I wish my two boys can convoy. Y'all enjoy it.
Man, I can't
get off.
You got work Saturday, Phil?
Yeah. I got to work Saturday, and then on top of that, I'm really focusing on this car. I was just, when you sent me that text, I was, putting them wires on, making them wires up.
Okay, did you get them brackets?
They coming in the mail soon.
Well, how are you going to cut the wires and you ain't got the brackets?
I cut them long enough. Hey, look, I'm not even, I'm going to be real truthful with you. I am not looking for beautifulizing. Hey, if that's a word.
If you make it too long,
they're going to hit the header.
If you make it too short, they won't reach the spark plug and fit in the bracket at the same time. That's why
right.
You don't rush it, because you need them brackets. Because they got to go in the bracket.
And then on the spark plug.
And then you got to have enough length so it don't touch nothing. It's not
mm-hmm.
about beauty. It was about make sure they work properly. I don't care nothing about no beauty.
Yeah.
As long as they.
But I got them spaced out enough to where they won't hit anything, even if I did have the things on them. They're not hitting. So I'm pretty good. I'm just trying to look. I want to hit his mustard up so bad.
You know what you could have did? You could have took some old spark plug wires and put on there just to hear it start up. You know, like you use I can use old spark plugs, and then you put some fresh ones in there to race somebody. But you can use some old spark plugs just to start it up on. You could have used some old spark plug wires if you want to hear it, right? Ron. Sure can. I got it.
Okay. Well,
yep, I know.
Here's
I
what
know
it
you're
is.
Itching to, I know you're itching to get some fire in the hole. Corey, he's trying to get some fire in the hole, man. Some heat in the header.
Mm-hmm. All right, I feel him. I ain't going to lie. I can always buy some more. It wasn't even that much. If I need to.
What wasn't that much?
Some
spark plug wire?
No, they weren't that much.
Hey, what the hell is this about? What's how much?
Well, they were about, they were what? About $80, something like that.
$80? Well, it got you a 5 gallon barrel of fuel.
What's that going to do if I ain't got no wires?
You don't understand. You don't have to mess up a pair of wires. Say they don't work. Or they wasn't long enough. Okay, so then you say I can at least go buy another pair. Don't waste if you don't have to.
That's true. I mean, look, I'm good. I buy me some fuel, start that mug up. It ain't going nowhere. If I need to buy some, it's going in on the side anyway. The season's over with. I'm not worried about it.
I don't think you understand.
Right here what you're saying. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm
like
really
that,
trying to get
them
around. It's been a long time.
That was a downheart, easy to understand what I was talking about. It wasn't even open for no.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
You good.
I'm trying to get this mother run, at least do something on Mexico before snow hit. And I got like 5 extra things to do. So why is it going to stop me?
Yeah, man. Oh, Corey, Uncle Larry said hello.
Man, tell him I said hey. I'm going to have to get his number.
Oh, you call him and tell him. I ain't gonna be relaying no messages.
Man.
I just relayed him because
he's an old cat.
And he asked me how's Coco doing. That's what he called you, Coco.
I know.
How's Coco doing?
I mean, he's doing all right. He's battling a couple of things here and there, but he's doing all right.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got to get the band back together. Yes, sir. Man, you got to text me his number.
I thought you already had. I gave it to you a long time ago.
Hey, man. No, I got a new phone, man.
Don't you supposed to take the old phone and have them switch all the numbers to the new one?
True.
Well, call Shake and say, Shake, I need Uncle Larry's number again.
I got Ride or Die's number, too. You want to?
I don't need that number.
He said he don't want that smoke.
Nah. I keep my mouth shut.
Every man.
So Corey, man, what's new? What's the hubbub?
Ain't nothing, man. It's working, man. I'm gonna be the quiet storm.
You say what?
I'm gonna be a quiet storm.
Oh, I hear that.
Yes, sir.
I was over a friend of mine's house. He's sitting there working on a few cars and this and that. I hear all this rumble, and I'm thinking, you know, it was a motorcycle at first. I'm hearing this rumble like, nah, that ain't no damn motorcycle. This dude come down through the, you know how it sounds. You got a big gear in the back or a big stall.
Clear.
Like, what the hell is that? Come around the corner. Hit that mud real quick. I said, okay, I gotta go home. I gotta go to the shop, man. I gotta get busy.
When did this happen? Today or yesterday?
Today.
Today.
Oh,
that's funny.
You know.
That's funny. Somebody came in front of my shop today, burning rubber in front of the shop. I'm like, all right.
Oh, somebody
on.
Calling you out.
Yeah, I know who it is too. Keep on with that bullshit.
Hey, that's how they. Hey, that's their way of saying challenge. Caleb's car show. I think it was the last one. This was the last car. This last car show for the year. I have forgot.
Been to the Diamondback. I didn't either, man. I forgot. You know what he did? He sent the text out way too early. I think he sent me that text 2 weeks ago. A week. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Yeah.
That Diamondback.
Sure he sent it to me too. Mm-hmm.
That was just enough time for me to forget about it.
Oh, and I forgot. A good friend of mine, his name is Rusty. He's got a Monte Carlo, like a, what year is that? Like a 80, he's 84, 80, no, it's like, a, yeah, 84, 85, something like that.
What kind of lights they had in the front? Is they round lights in the headlights in the front or square?
Square.
The square didn't come out to 86. No.
Oh.
76.
Oh, you said 86. So 86 Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
That's a little short one, ain't it?
Yeah.
Training day? Like training day?
No, that was this one here. I'm trying to figure out who had that. It's the one that's got that wing in the back. Got the small wing in the back. I'm trying to figure out who had that Monte Carlo.
They came with a wing on it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't real big. I ain't gonna say it's a replica of the Buick. It's kind of like that though. Basically, the ones that I always seen was always come black.
I remember. The Monte Carlos, let's start with the new ones, the newer one, the teardrop with the lights in the back. They call it the teardrop.
DJ.
Then you go back, still ain't ringing there.
You don't remember DJ, the one that did, that did JR's Nitrous?
Oh, yeah.
He had that body style Monte Carlo. I'll say he had that body style Monte Carlo. He had the drag lights. Ah, man.
I didn't see here.
You know, he's
staying
anyway,
right around the corner from the shop.
Yeah, this, but anyway, this guy, he's a good friend of mine. He's part of No Invite Productions. He's a big-time drag racer out in Ohio. He lost his wife last night to cancer. And just letting him know
that
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Man, I'm proud of
him. She battled tough. She battled tough. She battled long. You know, just she couldn't win it.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Fighter. Yeah, just letting the old boy know I'm thinking about him and praying for him and his family.
You got his phone number?
I don't have his phone number. I basically talked to him on Messenger.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, somebody like that's close to you and cool. Listen, somebody like that close to you and cool with you. You part of this show. You could have called him and invited him on the show, and we just did a little 5-minute prayer, and you know, gave him a 5-minute window where you could have, you know, showed him how much you appreciate
him. Yeah.
That's what the show is for. The show is a stage for y'all to come on and invite your friends on and say, can we have a quick prayer for my boy from Ohio? He just lost his wife. Wouldn't have no problem with it. No problem. You could invite him on, just like that dude you knew, Corey, that running through, his family was running through some problems and son killed the daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you knew him that well, you could call him on the show. And, you know, people will appreciate you a whole lot for doing stuff like that, you know. It's easier than going to church and could have just came on for 5-10 minutes on the show. And we could have said a little prayer, tell the man how much we appreciate him and this and that, you know. And that was it. Then while they're on there, they might want to stay and join in with the conversation. But that's what this platform is for, and we got to use it accordingly. I don't know these people, but y'all do. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. This is much y'all's platform as it is mine.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a good thing for you to do, Phil. He'd really appreciate you inviting you on your show, inviting him on here on your show. And we could have just, you know, anytime you tell somebody, man, we appreciate you, we want to have a quick prayer for your wife. We know it's going to be rough and tiresome, you know, people appreciate you. They really do. They won't forget that.
That's
how you give back and you get good graces with God. You lift people up at their time of need. Just like when your father passed, Phil, I know you right now you can remember the people that was in your corner. It's always a good thing to do. Always a good thing to do. So when anytime somebody passes away, like I said, y'all can invite them on the show and we'll have a quick prayer for them.
Yes, sir. Anyway, we're all the people on the show.
Yeah.
Surprise, Brennan, come on.
Brent usually don't get in until late, man. And then when he come in, yeah, he don't usually get in until about 9:30. And by the time he kick off his shoes, crank him up a beer and sit down, I see his number pop up.
Man, understandable, though. Had a long race weekend.
Yeah.
We're good people, though.
Yeah. So you went over there to meet him?
Yeah, I met him before. I went over there and hollered at him for a minute.
Okay.
10 minutes soon.
His wife wasn't there?
I don't know if his wife was there or not. I didn't see her.
First lady wasn't there? That's who I called.
Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah, no. I don't know if she was there or not. I got up there kind of late, though. All that crazy construction stuff.
Man, that's everywhere, bro.
Oh, it's bad
that's
on 95.
Man. Every freeway here in Michigan is filled with some construction.
Yeah, no.
And
right
I'm
now.
Telling you, it's not just here in Detroit. I'm all out in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids. And, man, construction down to one lane. Come on, now.
Man, you know what I'm saying. It's switching one side, left side to the right side.
Yep, I got to get old Sean on here. His race is this weekend. We gotta promote it. I'll be there Saturday. Definitely got to go there.
Oh, yeah.
It might be one of them days where I don't come back to Detroit until Monday or Tuesday.
But I hear that. Get it in while it lasts, because season wearing it down.
Yeah, because I be so close to Indianapolis, I need to go and holler at my cousin, my uncle. Check them out. And then come on back. Corey, didn't I take you over my cousin to build a barbecue grill?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he got a new location now, another building, different location.
Oh, okay.
From the time you were there. Hey, Phil.
Yo.
Corey got a chance to meet Aunt Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
he went with me to the hospital, but she was in the hospital once upon a time.
Mm. Yep, so I did.
That's cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
She got some
clothes
back
right.
Then, she... Corey?
I think so, though.
I think it was, wasn't it them lemon meringue pies or something she made? Damn, I can't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. She got to refresh my brain.
Yeah,
I remember
she always give me something to take back.
Man, I remember the breakfast. We ate breakfast and chill over at your cousin, huh?
Ain't Tony.
I think we spent the night down there.
Yeah, because remember after we stayed there, I had to get you back because you had to go back to work. Monday, Tuesday, one of them days.
You
got to get back to work. Yeah. Now, they got a racetrack right not far from my auntie's house in Indianapolis. I think it's like 15 minutes away, Corey.
Hmm.
It's got a circle track and a and a drag strip track all in one. And would you believe those guys in Indianapolis ain't really turned on the grudge racing?
They like turn.
Class racing.
They love
class racing so much, that's all they do.
Hmm. Man, they get hooked on it. They just gotta go.
But I sure invited them to come on the show, because that was when Black Sunday was leaning out.
Yep, them was the good old days.
Yep, good old days.
Ain't got long, man. Enjoy my life.
Trick or treat will be.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, trick or treat will be up the bat in a minute.
Man, I was talking to a kid about trick or treat.
Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can get. Well, I know kid gonna go to trick or treat. I gotta see who else from Chicago going. Where my boy Terrell at? I ain't talked to him in a long time. Good God Almighty. He need to bring his ass on the show.
Man.
Goddamn Terrell. Wait a minute, last time I seen, I think it was at 131. Last time I seen it. But he can't bring his ass on the show.
Man, I hear that.
Well, it might have been at 42. Did I see him at 42?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But he need to quit.
He need to
quit hiding in them bushes. You know he my dog and everything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Old Puerto Rican Pete looking pretty good out there, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Little Pete got Pete moving.
Okay.
Little Pete doing a hell of a driving job.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we was in Florida, and Puerto Rican Pete had that, wasn't it the Vega? He had that Vega in the door. And the door came off. Were you there then,
yeah.
Corey?
Yeah, I was there.
That little motherfucker, that'd be flying, boy.
Man, it's locked,
man. He had put some 26s on it at one time, long time ago. But I don't think nobody even wanted to fuck with it on the 26s.
Yes, sir.
Oh, bit. Nobody wanted to fuck with it.
Nobody know how I go. When you got through a piece like that, nobody don't want to fuck with you.
Nope, they don't do it.
You got to bait them in.
Hey, don't be telling my secrets, Corey. Don't be telling my secrets. Yeah, Wick got a race coming up. I'm gonna do Sean's race this weekend. I'll be there Saturday, and then Wick's races
is
let's see if I can find out the date on his race.
Uh,
going to probably be 21, 22, 23. I think it's 2 weeks after Sean's race.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, trick or treat music be real good. Corey, you ought to get off your butt and come on, go down and trick or treat, man.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never been to Witch Race.
I gotta be prepared for money. My desk can't do it.
Man.
My body's right, yeah. That's the last one to get. I got to get down there, dog. I got to get the trick-or-treat done.
What year? It's coming up in a few weeks, man.
All right, I can't swing now.
3 weeks?
Can't do that, man.
3 weeks, man.
I'm not getting on Facebook.
3 weeks.
Hey, man. Can't do what I used to do, homie.
What happened, man? What happened?
Hey, man, I got work, man.
Well, you was working then.
Priority.
What you prioritizing then?
shit. No, I wasn't back then. I ain't give a fuck back then. I give a fuck now.
You don't give a fuck.
You ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
The fuck how it turn out? Come on, Nico, man. Fuck how it turn out. You know that,
man.
Trick or treat, man.
Fuck
her. Fuck how it turn out.
I feel you. There ain't nothing wrong with what you saying.
My family trying to put some kind of little something together. They come out around Halloween, and then somebody mentioned, well, let's do it Thanksgiving. I said, fuck how it turn out. I'm going on trick-or-treat day. I don't care nothing about no little family function.
I hear that. Man, enjoy yourself. Get to see some good action. My next stop gonna be Orlando.
I hear you. I like to do both of them, trick or treat and Orlando. But I don't know. We'll see. Still got some time in between there, depending on how much I can get taken care of. What year truck is that dually truck y'all got?
Oh, you gonna act like you don't hear me?
Fell in the bushes. I guess Phil fell asleep.
No, I'm still here. No, I think his battery probably went dead.
It might have. Well, no, it can't be because his hand is still up on the computer. He probably clicked over. Yeah, you got to put yourself in a position where you can travel, Phil. Because you're missing out on so much stuff in life. It's hard to travel to the races. It's hard to travel to go down there and see your auntie and your people in Brandon, Mississippi. I'm sure you got family members of other states. Can't go. Got to put yourself in a position of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5 just don't cut it.
Yeah, that's true.
He got his own business, don't he?
Who, Gordon? Yeah, he do. Duvon
Care.
I'm about to say, it's about right now, I know it's booming because this fall season and leaves are falling like crazy.
Well, they starting to come down, so he gonna probably have to do a lot of what. But see, I'm gonna tell you though what I learned about being in business on my own. You work your tail off to the bone, and then when it's time to take off, man, you just shut down and go. Fuck how it turned out. That's one of Witt's favorite words. Fuck how it turned out. Just go. Come back and deal with it when you get back. Because if you don't, you're going to work all this week, all next week, and the week after that, and you ain't got but 52 weeks in a year. Before you know it, you can work all week, and you're still in the same boat you was in the beginning of the year. Except for you getting older. Your health ain't gonna stay the same. Then next year, you're going to do the same thing. No, let's go back to January. January, you're going to have a New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then 2023 going to go right past, and you're still in the same boat. Having your own business, you got to prioritize, like he said. Put things in order. Bust your tail off. Save your money. Put money in where places are, it's going to make more money. Then take some time off. I'm setting myself up right now to where I can take off a whole month. And then next month, go back to work. That is the freedom that I think Martin Luther King and a lot of our ancestors was working for. Is having the freedom to travel, having the freedom to go places. Every time, now, you know, I'm here in Detroit and all my people is in Arkansas. Well, if I get on that dying spree where a lot of my people start dying, I can leave and shut down and go to the funerals. There's people right there in the state, in the city, can't even get off work and go to a funeral. That's that 9-to-5 syndrome where they keep us slaved up to where we gotta go to work, can't take off. We got family members, people that ain't never been to Detroit. We got some people that ain't got license to drive to another city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them being my oldest brother, ain't even got driver's license. But you gotta put yourself in a position where you can make some money, much money as you can make, and then take off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have your business where you can come back to it and start all over again. That 9-to-5 working for somebody ain't never been a good thing for me. Never. I was always kicking my butt, working hard for them, doing this, doing that, and trying to impress, and I didn't get no returns. Nothing in return. So it was just modernized slavery. slaving and slaving and slaving, and all you get is a paycheck, but you still can't get out of debt. So I'm going to fix it to where I can take off tomorrow. I can take off next week. I can take off 1 or 2 days, but I got to work some days in order to keep that income coming in. But when I really grind and really grind, I can save up enough money, boom, and then I can go out of town. I can do a weekend. Before this pandemic, I was doing a week. I go and stay gone the whole week. I go see people. I got classmates that graduated. I got this one classmate, from elementary, junior high, and high school down south. I hadn't seen him since 1975.
Hmm.
That was the last time I seen him, when I was in the ninth grade. But he was he stayed in Florida, 35 minutes from the racetrack. So one day I called him. He came up to the racetrack, and we sit in the bleachers. And he stayed for about 45 minutes. Then it started raining. He got scared and went home. As soon as he walked to his car, it stopped raining. Dried up like never before, and everybody went back to race. It rained came down for about 10 minutes.
It wasn't hard, but
anyway, the next time I came to Florida, I went to his house. Man, it's some nice house in Florida. He works for Uncle Sam, NASA. Been running for a lot of years. But I left his house, then I went to visit my nephew in Florida.
Stayed the night with him.
Say what? Yeah. Actually, I need you to open the stock room up. I want to see if you got an oil gauge. And if not, that's going to be a no stock again. No, I left him in the damn truck.
Like 20
pairs,
take them all home too?
Yes, I do. Cause they don't know how to bring back my uniforms like usual, so I wash them myself.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh wow. Oh shoot. Damn, it's...
Harry said he's been having problems with a lot of morning. I was going to have you go out in the bar. But if you want to tackle this, it's up to you.
Well.
Go out in the bar and start the seat up. Make sure it runs and make sure ain't no cooling and stuff like that.
He's
been having problems in the morning. Monday morning, because normally it's just him and man standing here.
You heard that, Bill.
My fault, man. I'm talking to my foreman.
Hello.
Give me a minute.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it. My computer.
Hold on, people. My computer just went haywire. know how to get you back on.
All right, Beck, I'm back.
Corvette.
Yeah.
Corvette.
Oh.
Corvette. My computer's trying to take a... My computer's trying to take a down on a dark on me. Feel?
Uh-oh.
But I seen the red light on, so I had to catch it before it got too far. That red light had stayed on too long. The computer would have just, the show would have just kept going. But I caught it just in time.
Thought I was supposed to get more. Man. Hey, remember that? Do you remember my breaker bar?
Breaker bar? Yours?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's so special about your first one?
Because we went up there to...
Well,
you might as well, yeah. Yeah, we went out to the flea market to get it. Me,
which
you,
flea market?
You saw us go out
there.
Yeah.
The flea market or...
The flea market.
State Fair.
Over there. Country Fair. Flea market.
Where you buy a breaker bar from, John?
Yeah.
Man, I don't remember your tools. What about it? What about it anyway?
No, man. I had that thing, that damn breaker bar for at least... Man, almost 20 years.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
It was a good strong.
Bring it
one.
Into work. Hell yeah, that stuff was strong. I broke everything. I had it since college. I had it since college that damn long.
You wanted me to remember 20 years ago going to the flea market to get the break of one?
Yeah.
Hell, I can barely remember. I remember my breaker bar. I left out at Parks Galore and come back the next morning. It was gone. Then, a couple years later, I found somebody's breaker bar, Snap-on, just like, similar to mine. Somebody left at Parks Galore, the same one. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I was rushing trying to get out of there and laid that sucker down, man, and walked out of there without my breaker bar. It was a Snap-on breaker bar, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I'll let somebody at my job use it. New kid.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
This guy is a baby human looking. Somebody.
Oh, man. I'm
yep, rookie. 19, look like he about 30. He about 6-something, 300-something pounds.
Woo.
And,
Did he break it?
You know,
did
I
break?
Broke the shit out of it. I gave it to him. I broke one bolt of loose for him. And then I'm like, okay, you know, I was getting ready to leave. So I said, well, here you go. Just, you know, put it on my box. Put my tool on my box when you're done. Okay, no problem. So I come in that night. I see my tool on the box. No problem. Put it up.
Okay.
I didn't see it at first. So he comes in early in the morning. He said, Phil, I broke your breaker bar. I got to buy you another. I said, what are you talking about? I broke it. I was trying to take one of them caliper bolts off, and it snapped. I'm like, man, now I got to look at my damn tool. I looked at the damn thing, and it was a nice, it was like a hairline crack all the way down. I said, motherfucker.
In the handle or the bar itself?
On the bar itself, like on the, you know, like, you know, where the fitting meets the socket. That little, the bar where it holds, the two ends where it holds, one of the ends, you can see a small crack. It's very faint, but you can see it. I'm like, man. I said, I ought to weld this mug up and just try it again. But I knew that wasn't going to work. I said, man, oh, man. That shit broke my heart.
That's just like using somebody's race car. And he say, "Oh, take it around
there
the block
you go.
And tear into it." You put a hairline crack in his man's car. And you're like, "Oh, I owe you another breaker bar. I owe you another fender. I owe you another windshield. I owe you another motor."
No, I owe you an ass whooping. Man, that broke my heart. I said, oh, man, I got to get another breaker bar now. This is my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. But it is what it is.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Yep. Made my day. Oh, man. But the guy, he doesn't know his own strength yet. Like I say, he's 19. So, you know, just coming to work for Smart, so.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Yeah, just started. Just started.
Hey, what up, baby?
What's going on, man?
How you been?
I heard my name on the show, man. I hit number one. You didn't cue me in.
You didn't hit no. You had somebody else on your line.
When you got somebody else on your line, the button don't show up. Something was wrong because it didn't pop up. I seen your number. That's why I seen your number. I was like, damn, where my boy Terrell at?
That's the fuck. Twice.
I don't know why it didn't show up, but it didn't show up. So I don't force you out the bushes. How you been though, bro?
Everything's going pretty good, man.
That's good. Did you get there and go to 131?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You gonna go to Trick or Treat? Yeah, I'm gonna be down there.
Okay, I'll probably see you down there then, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
All right. It's good talking with you, man. I ain't hollering at you in a minute.
I've been around
a little bit. I know, man. That's what we gotta do. We gotta dig down in the barrel and get something else. All right, man. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because stuff, man.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Everything good, though.
Okay.
All right.
So off?
Huh?
So off? Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to lay my ass down. I got to get up in the morning. So.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, I'll be looking for you. Good talking to you. All right.
Good day, gentlemen. I've been honored to coach you.
am I? I am a champion.
That's right. You remember that all through this game.
I was conquered what has not been conquered. These people will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I am a champion.
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion.
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down. And I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart. Who am I?
I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle. Who am I?
I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, and my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home. Who am I?
I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can end up being. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Checking back Grudge Talk Show. We're going to get up out of here real quick. And stay tuned for next week. Should be doing the show out of town next week. Things work out. But make sure we come on next Saturday. I mean, this coming Saturday. We'll be at US 41, Sean's Race, Drag Nation News. Be there or be square. I will be in the house. Got to go support my boy. And should have a pretty good race going on. Sean always throws some good ones.
Cast awareness.
Look out. Keep God first in everything you do, people. We out of here.